This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The day that Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen hit me, and you might be surprised, why would the Sheikh hit you? Especially if you see, you know, videos of the Sheikh, he's always smiling, very kind, very gentle, and that's exactly how he was. However, when it came to students of knowledge, he had a certain criteria or a certain expectation that he would expect from us. And if we were to cross the boundaries that he didn't accept, he would put us in our place. And that's what happened to me with him several times. In this video, I'm going to tell you about the day he hit me. Another day, I'm going to tell you about the time he scolded me. And another story when he really scolded me and another brother as well, when we asked the wrong questions. He put us in our place and let us know that this is not befitting of a student of knowledge. So why did he hit me? To be honest with you, when it first happened to me, I had no clue. One of his students who was there full time with him, he had to explain to me what happened and why the Sheikh had hit me. I was a student studying in Medina, and I was traveling with one of my friends from Kuwait. We were going to Kuwait to visit some of my friends there and some of the sheikhs. And we made it a point to pray Fajr in Unayza in Qasim with Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen so we could ask him some questions. And the Sheikh, subhanAllah, he used to walk to Salatul Fajr barefoot to implement the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who would walk barefoot sometimes. And his house wasn't close by. And the students, they would come with him sometimes from his house all the way to the masjid asking him questions, and also going back from the masjid with him asking questions. And us being students who had traveled from outside to visit the Sheikh, we had the priority in asking him questions and everyone else had to wait. So as my friend was asking the questions, I was walking on the side of the Sheikh on his left side and I was listening. And I had, you know, as they wear the custom, the scarf or the shamak they call it, the red one, the Saudi one, I had this down and I couldn't really see 100%, so it was covering a bit of my view from here. And as this happened, I crossed the path of the Sheikh and I went in front of him, which I didn't know at the time is a big no-no, and the Sheikh sees it as being something disrespectful. The next thing I knew, I was airborne. And if you ever saw the Sheikh, he's about half of my size, but I felt his forearm go into me and I felt myself lifting up off the ground and flying about 2 meters away from the Sheikh, mashallah tabarak. He was small, but he was very strong. I realized what had just happened, but I didn't realize why it happened. But nonetheless, I traveled this way. I want to benefit from the Sheikh, so I just went back and started to listen to him until we reached his house. After we finished asking him questions and the Sheikh reached his house, went to have breakfast with another brother who was a full-time student with the Sheikh. And he asked me, he said, "Do you know why the Sheikh hit you?" And I said, "No, I have no clue." And he said, "Because you crossed in front of him in like a way like that, which is not a form of adab, a manner of the student with his Sheikh to walk in front of him like that. So the Sheikh puts you back in your place." Alhamdulillah, he wasn't mean to me, he wasn't nasty to me afterwards, alhamdulillah. He answered my questions, it was very nice to me. But he saw from that not being from the manners to walk in front of your Sheikh like this, so he put me back in my place. And this is something he would only do for the students. When it came to the general people, he treated them in a different way. I remember another time I was with Dr. Saleh Saleh, rahimahullah ta'ala, and we were going to the Sheikh's house to ask him some questions. And we arrived, we were on the other side of the street, and another brother came. He wasn't a practicing brother. I remember he was driving a van. He had a baseball cap on and some jeans. And in Qasim, where the Sheikh lives, that was very weird, very strange during those times. On top of that, he comes up honking the horn to the Sheikh, beep, beep, beep. This guy gets out of the car with his cap and his jeans on, and he goes, and he's so happy to see the Sheikh, and he's smiling. And when Dr. Saleh Saleh saw this, he was like, "Oh no, you know, what is this? The guy was doing to the Sheikh." But the Sheikh met him with what? All smiles, you know, "How you doing?" Give him nice salams and being very nice and very kind to him. Dr. Saleh Saleh, he said to me, he said, "If one of us were to dare do that to the Sheikh, honk to him like that and come," he said, "he would have hit us." Once again, because he saw, as his teacher saw, that as a student of knowledge, you have to have respect for the knowledge and you have to have respect for the one who's teaching you knowledge. SubhanAllah, I remember in 2017, I went to visit Medina. And that was like about 11 years after I graduated, 10 years after I had left Medina. And I saw the change in the students. I heard about it, but when I actually saw it, you know, brothers going to the university and studying in lessons wearing like, you know, the long Bermuda shorts and wearing t-shirts and things like this. And for us, that was something unheard of, that you could go to a majlis of ilm not being dressed properly. You didn't necessarily have to wear like the Saudi, you know, customary clothing, but nonetheless, that's what most of us wore. Or at least a thobe, and we wore a hat as well. But no way any of us would dare going like a beach bum with some shorts and some flip-flops and a t-shirt going to study knowledge from a scholar. Some people might think that's not that big of a deal, but the more respect you put into something, and I'll give you an example. Just like now, if you ever trained jiu-jitsu or any martial arts, what happens if you step on the mat with your shoes? It's like being very disrespectful. Martial arts instructors, they teach their students to honor the art that they study. Just as we should honor the gatherings of knowledge and those who we take knowledge from.